Mr. Speaker, I wish to make a ministerial statement under Standing Order 356 in relation to yesterday's 7.5 magnitude earthquake.
The Prime Minister, John Key, speaking when the House resumed at 2 p.m.
Mr. Speaker, just after midnight on Monday, the 14th of November 2016, New Zealand was struck by another severe earthquake. The magnitude 7.5 was one of the largest ever, was 16 kilometres deep and centred near Hamner Springs. It was felt throughout much of the country, and the subsequent aftershocks continue to keep many New Zealanders on edge.
In his ministerial statement, Mr. Key said the government had learnt lessons from the previous Christchurch earthquakes.
We have been here before and we have overcome those challenges. We are stronger as a result, and I can assure you, Mr. Speaker, we'll do the same this time.
After a round of speeches from representatives of all other parties in the House, what followed was an unusually cordial question time, as noted at its conclusion by the government's Leader of the House.
The Honourable Gerry Brownie.
Mr. Speaker, anyone who is a regular observer of question time here in this Parliament may have found today a little quiet, may have found today a little overly constructive. I just want to, as Leader of the House, acknowledge the various parties who have asked questions in the House today. They've been asked from a very genuine point of view and do express the widest support that this House can give to those who are facing difficult times at the moment.
I thank the Honourable Member for his comment.
In a rare occurrence, all 12 of the questions set down to ministers for oral answer stemmed from the same subject, the Kaikoura earthquake. These included questions from Green MP Eugenie Sage for the Minister of Transport, who sought to explain the effect of the earthquake on transport links in the Upper South Island.
As widely reported, there has been significant damage to transport infrastructure in the Kaikoura region. In addition to buckling and crackling on the road and the rail infrastructure, major landslides have taken out State Highway 1 and the main trunk line at multiple locations across the coast between Seddon and Cheviot. Alternative routes are being established, and this is where the focus of the New Zealand Transport Agency's and KiwiRail's efforts are directed right at the moment.
That led to Janie Sage's next question.
Are any alternative medium to longer term transport options between Picton and Christchurch being investigated in response to the earthquake damage?
Mr. Bridges said they were.
I think the important thing to note in terms of freight, but also people flows, State Highway 7 is now up and running. It's fit for purpose for both light but also heavy vehicles. So that does mean we've got a connection, and that's very important. But I accept, I think, the premise of the member's question, which is that we also need to make sure we are looking at alternative options to ensure we have a strong resilience in the system at this time. And I confirm that that includes looking at a number of shipping options.
Meanwhile, the Minister for Civil Defence, Gerry Brownlee, faced questions from New Zealand First's Ron Mark about an apparent outage at the emergency 111 call centre.
Does he have any concerns about reports of the 111 phone line and civil defence site crashing? And if so, what does he have in mind to address that problem?
The Minister for Civil Defence said that was a concern for the government.
The situation is that it was off for about 30 minutes. Largely because, like any other structure, the 111 system is inside a building, which was considered to be unsafe, and they were asked to evacuate. Normally, there'd be a switchover to another site. In this case, there was, I understand, some mistake, and the switchover did not occur, but when it was picked up, it immediately happened. It is concerning, but I can tell you, sir, Mr. Speaker, it is of even greater concern to the staff of the centre, who are dedicated people and who do a great job in normal circumstances. I'm sure that they will want to ensure that this doesn't happen again.
Mr. Brownlee also answered a series of questions about the passing of new civil defence laws just last week.
That new legislation focuses on a smoother transition from the response phase to the recovery stage. I have to say, though, however, that the legislation has a very long enactment date. So from the time that it receives assent, it's 180 days before it comes into effect. I think given the events of the last couple of days, There may be a need to look at bringing that commencement date further forward, and it's my intention to have discussions with all parties in the House with a view to perhaps moving in that direction.
Civil Defence Minister Gerry Brownlee. I'm Rhys Lyon reporting for parliamenttoday.co.nz with funding from Parliament.